have been a huge proponent of this crisis center and the ability to help those in mental health crisis, other than ending up in our jail.
Sheriff William Redman was at the groundbreaking for the new crisis center yesterday. He says that this new place will bring people the help that they need.
The last thing we want to do is have people end up in our jail that should be in a facility getting the proper help and medication and resources that they need.
The new crisis center in South Bend is like the ER, but for mental health emergencies.
We can meet with people, de-escalate them, make a plan, assess it, and go on.
Lori Knapsiger, president and CEO of Oaklawn. She says that this new center has been heavily funded by the city.
This is a combination of some funding from the state, the city of South Bend, and we have money from the county commissioners.
Faith in Indiana has been a big partner with Oaklawn throughout the process, says Andre Soner from the group.
We started in March of 2019. We had a meeting with 500 people at Sinai Synagogue, and that's where the sheriff said, I want to work with you on this.
The center will have recliners instead of beds and be staffed with mental health professionals like therapists, doctors, and more.
It's a relatively new thing for Indiana, these crisis centers, but the state is committed to expanding this, and so they're starting to pop up around.
Carrie Tarman from Oaklawn says that after a person receives care at the crisis center, they'll have some next steps.
So they can stay up to 23 hours, so it just kind of depends. And as they get triaged, the doctors and nurses, our staff will decide, okay, should they go to inpatient care for mental health? Should they go to outpatient care and wait for Oaklawn's main campus to open up?
The goal is to have the crisis center on North Niles Avenue in South Bend finished and in use by early winter. Amelia Lee, MNC News.